This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia acknowledged on Monday scores of its troops were killed in one of the Ukraine war's deadliest strikes. Russia's defense ministry said 63 soldiers had died in the fiery blast, which destroyed a temporary barracks in a former vocational college in the twin city of the Russian-occupied regional capital of Donetsk in eastern Ukraine.
Ukrainian forces hit one of the bases in Makiivka, which is Donetsk region. According to what Ukrainian general staff confirmed, that it was a base for these newly mobilized Russian soldiers.
Anna Chernikova in Kyiv on VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine. Kyiv said the Russian death toll was in the hundreds, though pro-Russian officials called it an exaggeration. President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Monday Russia is planning a lengthy campaign of attacks with Iranian drones to quote-unquote exhaust Ukraine.
Ми маємо інформацію, що Росія планує тривалу атаку, а також шахедами її ставка.
Quote, we have information that Russia is planning a protracted attack using Shahed drones, Zelensky said in his nightly video address. It's probably banking on exhausting our people, our anti-aircraft defenses, our energy. People are coming from across Brazil, streaming into the southeastern port city of Santos to pay their last respects to the greatest football hero ever to captivate the land of the beautiful game, Pelé. A line stretching 2 kilometers formed Monday outside a stadium home to Santos FC, the club where Pelé played most of his storied career, and which held a 24-hour wake for him after his death Thursday at age 82. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of people have filed by Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI's body as it lies in state in St. Peter's Basilica. Many of the first viewers on Monday were tourists, pilgrims, or Romans who lined up near St. Peter's Square before dawn. The Vatican said that by the time the first day's viewing had ended Monday evening, some 65,000 people had filed past the retired pontiff's body in the basilica. 12 hours of viewing were scheduled for each of Tuesday and Wednesday before Thursday morning's funeral, which will be led by Pope Francis in the square. The bodies of 28 men killed by gunfire have been found in northwestern Burkina Faso, prosecutors said on Monday. An investigation has been launched into the killings, which were discovered on December 30th and 31st, prosecutors said in a statement that did not provide any details on the possible perpetrators or motive for the attacks. The West African country is battling a violent jihadist insurgency that has spread from neighboring Mali over the past decade. The U.S. congressional panel that investigated the 2021 U.S. Capitol insurrection is shutting down. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The House January 6th committee is shutting down, having completed a whirlwind 18-month investigation of the 2021 Capitol insurrection and having sent its work to the Justice Department, along with the recommendation for prosecuting former President Donald Trump. The committee's time officially ends Tuesday when the new Republican-led House is sworn in. With many of the committee's staff already departed, remaining aides have spent the last 2 weeks releasing many of the panel's materials, including its 814-page final report, about 200 transcripts of witness interviews, and documents used to support its conclusions. Norman Hall, Washington.
Actor Jeremy Renner is recovering from serious injuries suffered while plowing snow in Reno, Nevada. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zarletta reports.
Jeremy Renner's representative says he is in critical but stable condition, but did not give details on his injuries. The Washoe County Sheriff's Office in Nevada says Renner was the only person involved in the accident, and he was flown by helicopter to a hospital. It's unclear how the accident happened. Renner, who is 51, is known for playing Hawkeye in the Marvel Avengers movie and TV universe. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Former world number one tennis player and gay rights trailblazer Martina Navratilova said on Monday she has been diagnosed with throat and breast cancer, but she said the cancer was in stage one and the prognosis was good, with treatments to begin next week. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.